In the undercaverns of a land called Silthan, a pair of adventurers awaken in darkness.
What happened?
Zaspira? What? Ow.
Adri? Is that you? How are we still...
alive? Is that what you wanted to know? Why you're still alive?
You! You... wait! Why do I have stitches?
Where I cleaved you with my sword? You should have seen your little adventuring party scatter like roaches. But somebody had to stitch you back together.
Who in the pits are you?
Oh, that's right. You ventured all this way seeking adventure and didn't get my name. I am Kiva, most powerful sorceress of the Spiderkin, bearer of the spellweave of ancient Queen Arachnia. Where is that music coming from?
No, continue, Spider Lady. I just thought I'd dazzle you up some music. Lighten the mood.
Insolent elf!
Zaspira, run.
Adri, no, you're not gonna hold her off. We're getting out of here together.
I'm afraid you are not, Zaspira Lecria of Lazuli.
How do you know my name?
You will do nothing except for my bidding.
One year later, a Devilkin woman startles awake from her nightmare, a memory of her past, finding herself in a well-used workshop.
Zaspira, are you all right? Seems you are having a nightmare.
Oh, sure, Mavis. It was a nightmare. I'm more embarrassed that I dozed off more than anything.
I'm telling you, Zaspira, you should take care of yourself. Go home once in a while and sleep in a real bed, instead of dozing off at your workstation. And using workshop resources to fix this thing.
This thing is a clockwork construct. I found Jesus in the undercaverns.
And you've been such a good traveling companion. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
That is quite an automaton. But should you be using my workshop resources to fix it, or him?
Jesus won't be any trouble, I promise.
Honestly, I'm surprised you're even still working on our project.
What else would I be doing?
Why, it's Founder's Day, and everyone's enjoying festivities, engaging in revelry.
Revelry? What revel? Oh! The Founder's Day celebration! I kind of forgot that was going on.
The city of Gear Hollow is the site of a spectacular Founder's Day festival, with fireworks overhead, partying in the streets, and a skittish goblin desperate to escape it all.
How could anybody be outside in this?
Hey!
Sorry.
What's a goblin?
I'm walking here!
Coming through! Sky is exploding!
What an odd little goblin.
Have a nice night, Zaspira. Please, try to step out and enjoy the festival, you hear?
Door's open. Now is my chance. What?
What was that?
Back inside Mavis Kettlebell's workshop, the Devilkin named Zaspira continues to tinker, unaware she's about to make a unique new friend.
Okay, one last finishing touch. I know I've said that already, but I mean it this time. I just... Jesus, did you find something? A rodent or something? Okay, let's see if this command works. Jesus, standby mode. Don't attack just yet. Okay. Come on out, Mr. Rodent, or whatever you are. I have a storm staff and a crossbow, and I'm not afraid to use them. Wait, what? Who's there? Come on out.
Please don't kill me. Especially not with a storm staff and a crossbow. I'm just a goblin named Dorlin.
Oh! Hi, Dorlin! I'm Zaspira. This is Jesus, my attack construct, but he's harmless. And I'll be honest, the storm staff is more of a paperweight these days. Can't get it to work properly. Or reliably anymore.
That is a relief.
But I am still a good shot with a crossbow.
And now I'm back to terrified.
City guard, open up! Mavis Kettlebell, Zaspira Lekria, or anyone else in this workshop.
Hide me!
What was that?
Nothing, nothing! It just let me tidy up a bit.
Thank you. As I was saying, Zaspira, isn't it? There is quite a situation involving war machines running wild, and I need to know if you are involved.
How? I've been here all night.
You have worked on war machines for the Empire, have you not?
Yeah, that's my day job. Yeah, but I haven't left any of them running, if that's what you mean. I've been working on my own personal Jesus. Say hello, Jesus!
Gah! What is that thing?
Why does everybody always ask me that? This is Jesus, and he's my friendly clockwork construct companion. And despite all his rows of sharp teeth, he's not gonna bite.
Sorry.
And that's Dorlin, right? He's a goblin. He's also friendly. And he also doesn't bite. Wait. Dorlin, do you bite?
Well, not really, but...
Why are you covered in stitches like some kind of patchwork quilt?
Hey, can't you see he's sensitive about his stitches? And his eye patch?
Well, I suppose, but... Never mind that. We have a situation outside. Perhaps you and your... whatever it is you do with technology can aid in this situation?
Maybe. I could tinker with them and pick them apart. And maybe my storm staff can do something against them. Come on, Jesus!
Jesus, do you want to dismantle giant war machines? Do you? Come on, Jesus!
I'll be just here in the corner until you get back. But if there's a reward for stopping these things, I'd be more than equal to the task.
But what can you do? Never mind. Just do what you can. My men are holding them off, but they need all the help they can get. All right! There'll be a handsome reward. I'll make sure of it.
Then onward and upward to greater glory! To me, my X-Men!
Lock up when you leave!
This is gonna be a lot of paperwork, isn't it?
Soon, this unlikely trio reached the Gear Hollow City Square, in which a trio of war machines rampaged through a crowd, encountering resistance.
There they are! And looks like the party started without us. More city guards, more adventurers.
Crossbows aren't good on this!
Fuck!
Another chance. I'm about to show you why they call me the Immortal.
I think I need help.
Hey, Dorlin, what happened to all that bravado just now?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here! Those things are gonna crush me!
Well, Not if we stop them first. I haven't really done this in about a year, but... Whew. Jesus, run up to the first mech and use a bite attack! Good work, Jesus. Just keep clamping your jaws onto that thing and aim for something important, but don't let them flank you. Okay, take them so... All right, Storm Staff.
Lightning call!
Come on, fine. Crossbow it is.
They're gonna tear your pet apart. This is bad. This is bad. This is
a wild flame.
Well, you damaged it at least. You warped the metal, so they're gonna have a harder time moving. That's the good news, I mean.
Then what's the bad?
The war machine will be scalding hot when it hits us.
Is it too late to go hide out in your workshop?
Nearby, at a tavern so far not in the war machine's path of destruction, a hulking orc warrior woman emerges onto the street, complete with an entourage of admirers and fellow revelers.
Okay, so then that entire crime syndicate surrounded me and my party, right? It was a desperate fight, we were running low on stamina, we were taking damage. And then I body slam one henchman right into his goblin boss. It was crazy. Completely turned the tide of the...
Looks like a battle?
Nah, it was barely a skirmish. Barely even needed my trusty battle axe for that one.
No, I think she means there's a battle happening over there. With war machines.
Is that what all the screaming's about? Alright, I was hoping to keep it the pub crawl, but duty calls. For the glory of the Skullput name!
Aren't you forgetting...
Oh, right, my trusty axe. Thanks for carrying it for me. Gotta go. You there, little goblin. Should I fight you or these machines?
Oh, you are huge. Please don't fight me. These things are going rampant and...
Shit!
I think my life just flashed before my eyes. Wait, was I a seamstress?
Metal guy hits hard. Sweet.
Okay, I incapacitated that one. Jesus, see that device on its back? Rip it out.
Oh, that other war mission is gonna wail on Jesus. Come on, Orlin. I know you've got magic spells, bub. Just focus.
Hey, Dorlin, did that spell blast just fire out of your eye socket?
It's... why I wear an eye patch.
Now this little goblin knows how to party!
You just picked that thing up!
Isn't it great? I slammed the whole thing down. It's a move I learned from an old teacher of mine. He named it after himself. Master Suplex. Those were fun times.
And you are...
Oh, Shad Skullbutt, Berserker Extraordinaire, daughter of the legendary Orc warrior Siler Skullbutt. I'm following in his great footsteps. Surely you've heard of his legendary exploits.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you will. Say, aren't you just the cutest collection of gears and teeth and... What are you?
Good work, all of you. My men will take it from here. We'll clear the area and tend to the wounded.
Did we win?
What's in your construct's jaws?
Oh, this? Jesus ripped it out of one of the war machines. Looks like a remote-controlled device. Come here, Jesus. Let me see it. Drop it. There you you go. There you go. Yeah, it looks like it's used to control the war machines from a distance.
What is that up there?
Jeez, what was that?
I think I saw something up there. It looked like a beastkin. A jackal beastkin. Holding a device like Sapira has.
Then that beastkin holds the key to this mystery. Onward to the glory of the skull butt! Hey, wait up.
Don't let him get away!
Quick little jackal, isn't he?
That's right. I can cast flight. I can get to him fast.
We knew that was a past life! Ah!
Darlin!
Did our little buddy just jump off the roof?
So, the brawny orc lady?
Who, Shad something?
Yeah, is like, she coming back? Because she ran off with that group of weird adventurers.
I guess not.
Okay, then. She misses out on the next tavern!
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! Party!
In the city of Gear Hollow, in a land called Silthan, a chase ensues across rooftops at night.
Don't let him get away!
Quick little jackal, isn't he?
That's right. I can cast flight. I can get to him faster.
Wait. No, that was a past life. Help!
Did our little buddy just jump off the roof?
Jesus, catch him! Yes! Good boy!
That street was way too close.
Hey, Shad, did you see where the beastkin went?
The jackal guy? He's long gone. I'm a big old orc gal, but I'm not really built for speed. But our little goblin buddy's okay, right?
I'm okay. We're just in a metal creature's jaws.
The safest place to be.
ATW presents The Motley Crew, Book 1, Founder's Day. Episode 2, For the Glory. Soon, the newfound band of misfits adjourns to a nearby tavern.
This place is active?
You sure we should be going to a tavern? I mean, that jackal is still out there.
Sure, I'm sure. The night's an actual bust. We need to unwind.
I do have a workshop to get back to.
We're way after work hours on a founder's day. Relax, take a load off. We should have some drinks and get to know each other.
And you've had how many drinks so far?
Enough to get nice and warmed up. Gotta have some of that berserker's courage. Barmaid, ail us!
I thought I recognized your berserker style. I used to know a berserker. Grillrig was an arena fighter too.
You knew Grillrig too? I trained the same arena stable. Me, Sin Onwin, we were the best. Got plenty of fighting experience so I could be an adventurer just like my dad.
You said something about your father earlier.
Oh yeah! He's only the greatest adventurer, Sylar Skullbutt. You all sure you haven't heard of him? Okay, fine. So, Devil Lady.
Zaspira.
Zaspira. I'm still learning names. So, how do you know Grillrig?
Well, about a year ago, I was in an adventuring party with him and a few others. This went okay for a short while, but then we ventured into the Undercaverns and...
You weren't ready for it.
Oh, we weren't ready at all. But I found Jesus, I fixed him up, and he's been a great friend. Anyway, Darlin, what about you? What's your story? Darlin, are you listening?
Sorry. I just noticed. The beastkin tinkerer we were chasing earlier? He sat down over there, with that table of disreputable roguish types.
Oh yeah, what a fun looking bunch. A human thief, a bear beastkin, a human bandit captain.
You don't have to stare so hard.
So let's congratulate Gears on providing one hell of a distraction.
Here, here.
And you, Folsen, pick in that lock in record time so we can get in and plant Gears' device. Good work, mate.
That's what I'm here for. What can I say?
And me?
So anyway, on to the next order of business. Other than getting wasted for the night.
wait. And me?
Yeah, I didn't forget about you, Herman, big guy. A beastkin your size will make anybody think twice.
Speaking of somebody's Herman size, we got some gawkers.
I see we got a fan club, don't we, Louts? Allow us to introduce ourselves. We're the Rugged Mercenaries for Hire. I'm Hawkins, this is Folsen, Gears, and Herman. And who might you be?
Just concerned citizens, yeah?
Not too concerned, though. Honest.
Oh, yeah? Boss Gears here says these ones chased him.
After he tampered with war machines, sure. So I'm curious, who hired you to wreck the city with its own mechs during Founder's Day?
None of your goddamn business.
We'll just say we're paid a nice bag of coin. But laying waste to some nosy losers like yourselves? Now that's free.
Oh, I love this part. A good old tavern brawl is part of the adventurer's experience.
Jesus, defend Dorlin.
Now, that's just a waste of energy. I mean, why should we wreck all these tables and chairs when we can have a nice game of Silver Shuffle?
Dorlin?
Name Silvertooth.
What? Huh?
Best gambler this side of any side. Now you all want to pull up some chairs and pitch in some coin?
Oh, what the hells? I'll take some of that action.
Me too.
You know what? That does sound like a better use for our time. All right, Silvertooth. Deal us in.
Suspira, do you know why Dorlin's suddenly acting this way? Since when is he Silvertooth?
Not a clue.
Hours later.
Oh, well. It happened again, didn't it? How long was I...
Oh, hey, little buddy. You back to yourself?
I guess?
You just hosted the most awesome high-stakes card game I've ever seen. And I grew up in a gambling town.
On your shoulder? Is that...
Large orc lady... Muscles.
Oh, forget I asked.
Morning breaks in the city of Gear Hollow as a Devilkin Tinkerer awakes at an inn. She finds her new friends, an orc barbarian and a reborn goblin, already awake.
Hey, Shad, Dorlin. Up already?
Oh, hey, Suspira. Dorlin was awake before I was.
I never went to sleep.
After all the gambling carousing last night? That's hardcore.
No, I mean, I can't sleep at all. Physically, can't. I just kind of stand there and remember things. But at least I had Jesus to keep me company.
You remember things? Like what?
I think they're past lifetimes or something. All the goblin body parts that were stitched together to make me. Sometimes I remember bits and pieces of their lives. Like that adventurer last night, or the gambler. And then I start acting like them.
Oh, is that what was going on?
So what did you remember while the rest of us were asleep?
There must have been a goblin who was a nature druid, because I summoned some beetles. I could see through their eyes, so I sent them exploring into the room.
Say that last part again?
Into the room the Rugged had rented for the night. Herman, their bear beast skin, he spotted us. Spotted the beetles, I mean.
I think he's afraid of bugs because he tried to squash them with their rogue Folsen.
So Folsen did make their way back to their room last night. Ugh.
Guess it couldn't handle me. Or, you know, Herman.
Soon, the three and their construct companion observe the mercenary group packing up to depart the inn.
There they are. Wow. The rogue really does look beaten up.
They got my handiwork all over them.
Well, let's try not to make it obvious that we're...
Boss, those concerned citizens from last night.
Observing them.
One second. Listen, all of you. I do appreciate the good times we had last night. But I'm gonna give you some advice.
Always bet two when playing Jumpstone.
Stay out of our business if you know what's good for you.
Speaking of good for us, breakfast is being served. So let's go indulge in that while you rugged types are on your way to do...
Whatever it is, that's none of our business.
Exactly.
Huh. Smart people. All right, Rugged. Let's be on our way.
So, breakfast?
Breakfast and hangover potion. I'm due back at my job at the workshop pretty soon. Right, Jesus?
They're gonna do so much crime.
Wait, what do you mean?
The Rugged. My beetle spied on them. They were making plans. Remember the stuff they were talking about last night? When they took control of the war machines, they meant it as a distraction.
From what?
A museum heist. I think they're planning it for after dark.
So maybe if we get ahead of them during the day, we'd be in the position to shut it down?
Oh, I wasn't suggesting we get involved.
Stopping a museum heist sounds like a glorious adventure!
They're pros, though. What kind of experience do we have?
I've got years of experience as an adventurer. Okay, months, but I do have years of experience as an arena fighter.
And I spent some time as an adventurer myself.
See? We're pros! And you can shoot things out of your eye.
Well, yes, but...
We can strategize over breakfast.
I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Breakfast is always a good idea! Come on!
To be continued.
Darling, you gonna eat anything?
I haven't been hungry since I woke up. Like this, I mean.
What you writing?
I'm trying to see how much I remember from those past lives. Like that one spell from earlier.
Oh yeah, you can cast spells. Do that one.
The druid spell? I'll need more spell components to cast that one again. Like leaves, pepper flakes...
Okay, so tavern keep, I'd like a chunk of bread, cups of watered-down wine, you know, the breakfast of champions... Crushed beetle parts, and maybe a side or... Did I just say beetle parts? What?
Early afternoon in the city of Gear Hollow. Suspira, Dorlin, Shad, and Jesus observe the Gear Hollow Museum of Alchemy and Artifice from across a busy street.
That definitely is a museum, all right. So now what?
I guess we figure out how to get in, or really, how the Rugged are gonna get in and out.
Is the front door too obvious?
Might be. Hey, do we know what they're stealing in the first place?
I'm trying to remember. They said something about a stone and needing rope?
That kinda doesn't give us a lot to go on.
I saw and heard their conversation through beetles. What do you want from me? I don't even want to be on this stakeout in the first place.
What's this here about a stakeout? Are you lot up to something?
Up to something? Oh no! We're just taking in the sights of the city. We're new in town. Or at least, I'm here for a few days. Don't know about these two.
Wait, aren't you the three who damaged all those war machines last night?
That's us! And you're welcome!
Lots of property damage that did.
What?
You reckless adventuring parties.
We're not an adventuring party, are we? I mean, I've been a part of one before, but we're not that.
In any event, if you're just here loitering around this street corner, you might want to disperse.
Street corner? This is a waste of a perfectly good street corner. Why loiter?
Pardon me?
I said, why loiter on this street corner when we can sing?
What?
Our song is heard throughout the streets.
Our song is heard throughout the streets.
With merriment and food to eat. And sirens at our beck and call. We play for coin, we play for all. And stories of our daring deeds. With maidens fair and heady mead. And buckles that we swash and swish. And riches seem to every wish. And creatures, beasts, and rogues so foul. We dive right in, but need a towel.
You know, we keep finding things out about our little buddy.
Well, at least everybody's distracted.
And generous.
Soon, after three more songs and the departure of the crowd, the group enters the museum itself to continue their search for answers.
Crowd gave me this much coin for singing?
You are great! We gotta take your act on the road, at least for more diversions.
Are you here for the tour?
No, we're just, you know, browsing.
Honestly, I would recommend the tour. You'll be able to see all the items on display, and it'll look less like you're casing the museum for a heist.
Casing? What makes you say that?
Suspicious body language. Now, do I have to call the city guards and have you thrown out on your large orcish muscles? Hello.
Hi there. Helfa? Name Shad. My friends and I would love to sign up for the tour. Is there a benefits package?
Think we should tell her there really is about to be a heist?
I say let Shad do her thing.
All right, so if you all follow me and promise your machine beast doesn't get into any trouble. On your right, you'll see the antiquities uncovered from centuries past. These relics are from the earliest days of the conflict between our own nation of Oberston and the bordering Elvish matriarchy of Himeria.
Hey, I remember Himerians. Great food. I know this place of the south that serves amazing Himerian cuisine.
I assure you, Himerian culture is more than just its food. It's its culture, customs, architecture, people.
Sounds like you miss them.
Oh no, I have a professional respect for them as a historian. I'm not even a cavern elf like they are. Just a regular forest elf from Oberstron.
That conflict between the nations. It started over gems, right?
You know your history. Yes, Himeria mined an enchanted gems called Skystones. Once enchanted by the right spell, they could levitate, and in large enough sizes and quantities, they could levitate weapons, ships, buildings, and so on.
Like that Skystone over there?
Good eye. Yes, that remains the one Skystone our treaty with Himeria allows Oberston to keep, and only for display purposes. The rest we had to give back to the Himerians due to the peace treaty.
Shad, notice that one person loitering near the Skystone?
Looks like Folsen. I know that tush anywhere.
Well, Thanks for that image. It looks like they're disabling the ward around the Skystone.
Already? It's still daytime, right?
I guess they couldn't wait till nightfall. We're gonna need a...
Hey! Stop it, Folsen!
Plan.
Thief? What is happening?
No time to explain. Jesus, chase mode!
Z and Jesus are faster, so I'll just stay behind and make sure you're safe.
I'm fine. I'm more worried about the Skystone. That thief is enchanting it to levitate. In hindsight, putting the display under the skylight was probably a poor choice.
I see Hawkins and Gears on the roof. I think I have a line of sight of them from here.
Good thinking, little buddy. Do that spell blast from the eye trick again.
Did you know that crew of thieves was going to steal the Skystone?
I mean, we had a tip-off. Gotta be honest, though. Nobody said they'd bring a stolen war machine.
Shad, why is that war machine being ridden by a bear beastkin?
It beats walking. Hi, Herman!
Hi, Orc Lady!
You know him?
I had drinks with him last night. It was great.
I knew I should have taken that vacation time.
Chaos erupts in the city of Gear Hollow at the Museum of Alchemy and Artifice. A half-orc berserker and a goblin spellcaster have intervened in the heist of a Skystone. But a complication has arrived in the form of a beastkin riding a stolen war machine.
Gonna squash you. Not personal.
So, Dorlin, Helfa, you might want to run.
Good idea. But I'm not liking all this broken glass. Wait, I think I remember how to levitate. I'm gonna fly.
It worked! Look at our little buddy go! You gotta run too, or, I don't know, at least hide.
What about you?
I'm gonna protect you, and I'm gonna fight this beast and this hunk of junk for the glory of the Skullbutt name!
Skullbutt.
Okay, not a great start.
Up on the roof of the museum, Dorlin the Goblin hovers through the shattered skylight to join his friends, Zaspira and Jesus, who are trying to stop two mercenaries from the Rugged from capturing the Skystone with nets.
Keep it steady, Gears!
Zaspira, what's going on? Besides the obvious, I guess.
We've got to stop them from taking off with the Skystone! Jesus, bite through those nets!
Oh, no, you don't.
Jesus! Hey, jerkface! You're paying for the repairs to my friend!
What? This ugly construct?
That construct is my friend. You're not gonna hurt my...
You and your friends should watch your backs. Dorlin! Okay, that's it! You just made a big mistake, Folsen, because now I know where you are. Oh, come on, Stormstaff! Work with me here!
If this is what you got, you lot might as well pack it in now. What are those idiots doing down there? If they're gonna have a brawl, they need to stay away from the load-bearing beams! Sod it all. Gears, bring in our airship so we can get out of this disaster.
Oh,
what do you mean you dropped it down into the museum?
Meanwhile, back in the museum itself, underneath a shattered skylight and amid scattered debris.
Yeah! Ha-ha! Take that! Bet those gears are important.
Ow! That hurt Herman. Okay, now it's personal.
Good to hear. Now so is this.
orc lady hits hard, but not as hard as her. Huh? What control? Oh, you lost a doohickey? Oh, there. Hermit will get it.
Not if I get there first! Ah! Wow. Why didn't anybody tell me beastkin bears have hard heads? Oh. Hey, Helfa.
So much damage. Go away.
Oh, yeah. Your hidey spot. Gotcha. Say, why are you purple? Like a dark purple? Kind of like those, what do you call them, cavern elves?
You hit your head.
Oh, concussion. Sure, let's go with that. Oh, hi, Herman.
Stay down, orc lady. Hey, elf lady. Why are you purple? Now, not purple?
What purple? It's not like I'm
okay, fur face. Round two!
Oh.
Up on the rooftop of the Museum of Alchemy and Artifice, the jacko beastkin known as Gears catches the remote being tossed to him. The Devilkin woman, named Zaspira, crouches near her injured friend Dorlan and damaged construct Jesus, trying to keep the mercenaries at bay with her crossbow.
Keep your distance, all of you, or the next bolt is going through your eyeball!
You don't have it in you to back it up. Hey, Gears, you got the control for the airship?
There, now you don't have remote control.
Cheeky lass. Too bad you took your eyes off our rogue.
What? Oh! Owie!
Zaspira strikes at one of the mercenaries, a rogue named Folsen, with the close-quartered swinging of her crossbow. She finds herself left with fewer options as Hawkins, leader of the Rugged, approaches her with bravado and dangerous intent.
Well, you took down Folsen, but now your crossbow's useless. Maybe don't use it as a bludgeon next time. Oh, you're gonna use your staff again? I thought that stupid thing didn't work. Face it, cutie. You're in over your head. You and your friends are worked over. Your construct is busted. Your magic doesn't work. What made you think a bunch of amateurs like yourselves could interfere in our business? Oh, you've got some fire in your eyes all of a sudden.
Not a fire. A storm. Tempestus Vergum! Thanks for getting in close while I have a storm staff, amateurs.
Okay, that hurt. Fine, I'm getting out of here.
Are you running off without your crew?
Work's gotta get done, and if I could just reach the cabin of this contraption, I will need a remote control.
He's getting away.
Not while I have anything to say about it.
Dorlan, I think you just supercharged the Skystone. It's taking off at top speed. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, Jesus. How long can Hawkins hang on to the Skystone when it's flying so fast? Oh, not long, I guess.
Below, inside the museum, the war machine is in pieces, and Herman the Bear Beastkin and Shad the Orc Berserker have resorted to beating each other with the pieces. Helfa, the Elvish Museum employee, continues to watch on in horror.
Why won't Orc Lady Fall down!
Because I still have more berserker rage left in me. And Siler Skullbutt didn't give birth to a quitter. And neither did my mom. You know what hey, who's doing a holler?
Hawkins, I'll catch!
Oof, that was messy.
Are you all okay down there?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Herman okay, but Hawkins not.
So the Skystone kind of made a run for it. So did Gears. But hey, at least we could still turn in a couple of the rugged, right?
Sure. Listen, Herman, sorry about your boss.
Hawkins was jerk.
Speaking of jerks, look at what you all did to this museum.
Oh, sorry, Helfa.
The next morning, our newfound heroes are moving out of their temporary room at the inn.
Okay, we should head by my place after this. I have an apartment in town, but if we're gonna do this, I should move out of it and prepare for a life on the road.
If we're gonna do what?
Well, I was thinking, as much as I enjoy my job making machines, I've had some things happen to me, and it means I didn't really have access to my magic. But yesterday, I finally had a breakthrough. It's one I wouldn't have had if I had stayed in the same old routine. And when you have a breakthrough, you follow where it leads.
So you're gonna be an adventurer like me?
I'm gonna go back to being one, yeah. It's been about a year, and now I've got you as a group of friends.
I don't know why you'd want to include me.
Look at what we did, though, Dorlin. Took down war machines, an entire mercenary crew. Okay, well, most of them. But you were a big part of that.
Vespira, Shad, Dorlin, it's Helfa.
Hello, Helfa.
Yes, save it. I'm here to notify you of your reward for stopping the rugged.
Oh, great! How much is it?
Wait, why notify us of the amount? Instead of just giving it to us.
Simple. Minus all the museum damages, the amount should put you all 400 gold in debt.
In debt?
What? No! We could have bought so many drinks and weapons with that reward! I could have wined and dined so many fair maidens and gentlemen.
Now that I have your attention, the Skystone is still floating out there. If you want your debt to the museum to be squared away, you're going to help me get it back.
You've been listening to The Omnibus of The Motley Crue, written by David Ellis and based on characters created by Paul Hill, Brett Brown, and David Ellis. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Spectacular Sound Productions. David Ellis was narrator and Gears. The Mocha Wizard was Zespira Lacria and Folsen. Pamela Jean Agalus was Adri. Nicole Tomte was Kiva. Casey Shaw was Mavis Kettlebell and Helfa. Thomas DJ and Charlie Niemeyer were Dorlin. Eugene R. Hendricks was City Guard Captain. Cambry Varner was Shad Skullbutt. Tim Price was Hawkins. John Wilson was Herman and City Guard. All of the parts played by the cast of the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.